Rebuttal to argument in favor of Proposition 64. Proposition 64, in effect, could limit a 45-year ban on smoking ads on television, allowing marijuana ads airing to millions of children and teen viewers. These ads can appear during the Olympics on, quote, The Voice, end quote, quote, The Big Bang Theory, end quote, and hundreds of other programs popular with younger viewers. These marijuana smoking ads could be allowed on all broadcast primetime shows and approximately 95% of all broadcast television programming. Children could be exposed to ads promoting marijuana, gummy candy, and brownies, the same products blamed for a spike in emergency room visits in Colorado. We banned tobacco television ads because studies show it encouraged kids to start smoking. Marijuana smoking ads on TV should have been banned, but the proponents didn't want to restrict the enormous profits they plan to make, estimated in the billions. And like tobacco money, the corporate monopolies spawned by Proposition 64 can use that money for contributions to politicians to ensure we can never undo the damage Proposition 64 will do. Sharon Levy, MD, FAAP, chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Substance Abuse, warns, quote, it took several generations, millions of lives, and billions of dollars to establish the harms of tobacco use on health, even though these harms are overwhelming. We should not consider marijuana, quote, innocent until proven guilty, end quote, given what we already know about the harms to adolescents, end quote. After recent reforms, not one single person remains in California's prisons solely for simple marijuana possession. What Proposition 64 is really about is exposing our children to harm in order to make billions. Join us in voting, quote, no, end quote, on Proposition 64. Katie Dexter, past president, San Diego County School Boards Association. John Quintanilla, board member, Rosemead School District. Cynthia Ruiz, board member, Walnut Valley Unified School District.